Hey everyone, welcome to the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Five stories, fast. While you're grabbing that coffee, let's move.
Care Career just made its seventh acquisition in 2 years, scooping up MAS medical staffing in the Northeast.
That pushes them past $150 million in annual revenue. They're chasing $250 million by year end.
So what? Healthcare staffing keeps consolidating. Multi-unit operators in senior care should expect fewer, bigger vendors.
Next up, Valvoline. They just added a former Shake Shack CFO and KFC's global division CEO to the board.
Right after taking on $740 million in debt for the Breeze Auto Care deal, total debt's now $1.7 billion.
So what? Franchise scale expertise on the board means unit economics gets scrutinized, not just store count.
Big one. 7-Eleven names Mauricio Leiva as CEO, effective August 1. He's ex-Keurig Dr. Pepper.
A beverage guy running 13,000 franchised convenience stores. That's a real signal.
So what? Expect remodels, private label, tech investment. Franchisees, that usually means shared cost.
Okay, dental. Paradigm Oral Health bought back its stake from BlackRock. Surgeons regain majority control.
Warburg Pincus, Goldman, Sixth Street stepped in instead. Structured, not a straight buyout.
So what? Recapitalization terms matter as much as deal size. Founders can keep control if the structure's right.
Last one, and it's a fun one. Lynx Car Wash bought Woody's Wash Shack. 50 locations, 4 states.
And Woody's keeps its name through a separate brand company. Founder stays involved without running day-to-day.
So what? In car washes, scale beats geography now. Regional brands are either buying or getting bought.
5 deals, 1 theme. Consolidation everywhere you look this week.
That's the brief. Full stories are up on RevScale Media. Go read them.
Subscribe to the newsletter for tomorrow's recap. Thanks for riding along. We'll see you tomorrow.